forward.
Okay. If you're... Now, what are the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrows.
And if you had a good yield, you'd say we raised a big...
crop.
And you get rid of all the brush and trees from the land, you say you do what?
You, clear it.
And
clear
if,
new ground, they call it.
Yeah, it's new ground. Has it not been planted?
Never been planted. That's new ground, they call new ground. They clear the new ground.
If you cut your crop one time and then enough grows back that you can cut it again, what do you call that?
Second cutting, I'd say the second time.
What would you call
it? Second crop or something.
A crop that came up that you had not planted.
Volunteer, I guess.
And wheat is tied up into a...
shafts or...
And the shafts are piled up into...
bundles.
Right. And you might say we raised 40 watts of wheat to an acre.
40 bushels of wheat.
Okay. And what do you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You, I know which I can't think of what,
You may even have used this word already, I really don't know. It begins with a T-H?
Thrash, yeah.
Okay.
Thrash it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is made of flour and baked in a loaf?
Bread.
Okay, are there names for different types of bread?
Well, there's biscuit and cornbread.
What else is made
light
of?
Light bread.
Pardon?
Light bread.
What is light bread?
It's made of wheat or...
Mm-hmm. That's just regular, flour, a loaf of flour.
Yeah, made of flour.
Yeah. What is made of cornmeal other than plain cornbread?
What are some called Johnny cakes or...
What's that?
That's when you put just meat, usually they put it, they don't bake it, they just put it on top of the... oven and put it on top of a skillet and just turn it over and
Is that the same as a hoe cake?
Hoe cake, a Johnny cake, and that.
All right. What about a kind of corn bread that might be cooked in the ashes? Ever hear of that?
Ash bread? I don't know. I don't know what you'd do.
All right. What about something that might be boiled in cheesecloth with greens? Okay. What about something that might be so soft you would have to serve it with a spoon?
Soup or?
No, it's a kind of cornbread.
Oh, it's mush.
All right.
Cornmeal mush.
Do you know the term corn dodger?
Yes.
What's that?
That's the same thing as to me it'd be just like a, well, you heard of spoon bread?
Mm-hmm.
It's like spoon bread, man,
In fact, I was trying to describe spoon bread when you said mush. How is spoon bread different from mush?
Well, spoon bread, you don't work it up with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You just stir it with a spoon and then dip it out in the spoon, but then skid it like that. Mush is more like grits or like,
Yeah, I know what you mean. And what did you say was like spoon bread?
Well, it's,
The other term that I used, I just want you to say it, a corn something.
Dodger, I guess.
Yeah, that's like spoon bread?
I think it would be.
Because I never heard anybody say that.
Flapjacks. Of course, that's different. Flapjacks and you've heard of flapjacks, haven't you?
They're the same as what?
Batter cakes.
Yeah. Flapjack is the term you would use?
Well, we don't. We use, I use some kind of flapjacks.
I would say pancake.
Pancake. We use pancakes too.
Okay. Now, if you were contrasting types of bread, you might say this is homemade bread, but the kind you buy at the store is called
loaf bread. Or
Okay. And then the thing that's sweet, that's fried with a hole in the middle, is a
donut.
All right. You would.